Welcome to Focus on the Community on WAMW. I'm Dave Foster. Each week we shine a spotlight on topics important to our community, and Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank. Today, on this edition of Focus on the Community, we are focusing on the Washington municipal election. It is this coming Tuesday, November 5th, and unlike surrounding communities, Washington has plenty of activity on its ballot for 2019. There is a race for mayor, city clerk, treasurer, and four candidates are running for two city council at large seats. We had a chance to sit down with some of the candidates over the past month and have a very informal short chat with them. Looking at the city council at large race, at large office holders represent the entire city as opposed to one particular district, and the current council members at large are Republican David Dahl and Democrat Blake Chambers. Chambers opted not to seek re-election, so that means at least one of the at large members will definitely be new in 2020. As we said, four people are running for the two at large seats. They do include two Republicans and two Democrats. We'll start out with the Republican side of the ballot for city council at large. Republican incumbent David Dahl has been on the council for 3 years. It's the first time he's run for election. He was appointed after former Councilman Jason Petty moved out of the area. We started out our conversation asking Councilman Dahl to introduce himself.
Moved into the area in 1976 after I graduated from Rose Holman, started to work for Midwestern Engineers, and spent nearly four decades working for them, working on civil projects for cities and towns across southern Indiana. Like I said, I retired in 2015. Been specialized in water and sewer, but I've done lots of things, including some amusement rides for Holiday World, Wildebeest, and the Mammoth were two of my favorites.
Well, that's interesting. That's good stuff. So what made you decide to want to be part of the city council initially and to stay on it?
Well, in 2015, I retired, and around 2017, I had kind of gone through my to-do list that I had made before I retired, and I was kind of thinking what I was going to do, and I knew I had a lot of experience working for cities, and that's when Jason had to leave, and so I thought, well, I can probably return some of this experience to the city, and jumped into the ring then at that time. And I think I've been of asset as we've worked through some of the infrastructure projects that we've had since I've been on the council.
Mm-hmm. So as you look ahead to the next 4 years, what do you want to be involved in, or what do you see that really needs to be addressed?
Well, obviously my forte is infrastructure, and we have with Highway 50 rebuilding, that's going to be a major undertaking, and I think that since I'm familiar with contractors and engineers and work of that type, I can help the city manage that. We've got an aging infrastructure. We've got $121 million invested in pipes and substations and treatment plants and electric lines, and all that takes routine maintenance, and I'll be able to use my expertise to help that. At the same time, we've got several social issues that my experience as running a small business will help us with, especially as we look at, you know, what can we do to improve housing conditions, especially some of the landlord-owned properties, and working with the landlords to try and improve the quality of life in the city.
Okay. And this is your opportunity just to add anything else you want to add.
Anything else I want to add? Washington is I've been all over, like I said, all over southern Indiana. I've worked for Boonville, I've worked for Tell City, I've worked for Salem, Sullivan. And Washington is a lovely community. We've had good leadership in the past, and I like to keep us moving forward. We've got great opportunity at I-69. We've got utility facilities in place to handle development as it comes. And I think our future is bright.
That's City Councilman at Large David Dahl, Republican candidate for City Council at Large. The other Republican on the ballot in that race is Ken Showalter. It's also his first run for office. And again, we started by asking the candidate to tell the audience who they are.
I'm Ken Showalter. I've been born and raised right here in Davis County and lived in Washington all my life. Volunteer fireman for 30 years and worked as a laborer through several different companies.
So what made you decide to put your name on the ballot?
Well, I'm just concerned about the future of Washington and wanted to be a part to help Washington grow. We've got great opportunities with I-69. Development is now complete. The area is or I-69 corridor mm-hmm. is almost complete, one section left. And I just want Washington to remain viable as a place to work.
If you're getting into office, is there any one issue that you're particularly interested in that you want to work on?
Try to keep our utilities low and provide quality services. Public safety has always been a priority to me.
And then we just kind of wrap up by saying, you know, if there's anything else you want to add that...
No, I think Washington is really posed to grow and get out and vote. Ken Showalter.
That is Ken Showalter, Republican candidate for city council at large. Moving on now to the Democrat candidates in that race. Both are well known. Ernie Evans worked for the city of Washington for several years and talked to us about his tenure with the city and what he hopes to achieve if elected.
I was with the city for over 20 years. 10 years of that, I was street commissioner. And I done some changes when I was in there, and you know, for the good. And I was a good steward for the taxpayers' dollar. And I just want to see Washington consider to go in the right way, consider to head move forward, because times has changed. And I want to make sure that our law enforcement and our fire department and then departments like that have all the tools that they need, because things, like I said, are changing forever. I mean, they're just changing big time. And as far as taxpayers' dollar, you know, some things has to raise. We know this. But I think we could look back and look at things, and there's a lot of grants out there. There's a lot of grants out there. Mm-hmm. And like for our street paving and stuff like that, the crossroads street paving started back before I retired, and it was a match. You know, we had to match the state 50-50. Like for our streets and roadways, and I like to see that continue, which it still is, under Mayor Wellman. He's making sure we're staying on top of that, which is good. Mm-hmm. And we just need to see if there's more grants out there to help us more, to get more paving done, maybe word things different or what have you. I don't know. Maybe just go up for our population. But the main thing is the streets and our infrastructure. We got to make sure it, you know, keep it up. The main thing is I wanted to run for is because, you know, I want to look out for the taxpayer all I can, because there's so many folks here in town that live on a fixed income. It's like me, since I took an early retirement, I'm on a fixed income. I understand to be on the other side of the fence. So if we have to raise stuff, I think we should raise it a little bit each year, not just one big bang, you know. And I understand that things have to go up. Everything goes up. I understand that, but I think we could just do it if we're going to not see ahead, look ahead, and if we're going to have to do it a little bit at a time. And I care about our community. I love our community. I always did whenever I worked for the city. I just want Washington to continue to head in the right direction, and we're headed that way, and I want us just to continue down that road.
And again, that's Ernie Evans, Democrat candidate for city council at large. The other Democrat in the race is Daviess County Democrat Chairman Ron Critchlow, who took over the Democrat Party's leadership in recent years and has been successful in getting some Democrats on the ballot. Again, we start out asking the candidate to tell us about themselves.
Well, Dave, I've been around Washington most of my life. I went to school here in the old West End School. Graduated from Washington High School. Been involved in the community most of my life. I was chairman of the March of Dimes, and I've served on the Washington Zoning Board of Appeals and also the Parks and Recreation, where I was president and watched over the building of the new canals and the bridges and the underground wiring and other major improvements at Eastside Park. got lighting at both Longfellow and South Park ball fields. I've just been involved in a lot of things in the community. I just want to continue doing, being involved in the community.
So what made you want to throw your hat into the city council race?
This is my hometown. These are my neighbors and friends, you know. I have the same values as they do, and I see a city that is not growing. For the last 100 years, we've had the same population. We've got to do some things that are a little bit different. I think we need a little bit more common sense on this city council. I think I bring that. One thing, I don't think they use good judgment or good common sense when they raised our utility rates, where some people just cannot afford them. And when it comes to the point where the city didn't even involve their biggest utility user, they didn't notify them at all that this raise was coming. They did not find out until 24 hours before the meeting. And so we cannot do this. You know, I mean, this is an opportunity. They could have moved out of this town. We cannot afford to lose all those jobs. We would never put another business in that where it's standing right now. If we lose it, we're not going to lose it. We need to make deals and let our businesses know what's going on. I don't think we're doing an aggressive job of attracting businesses and industries. This city used to be a union town, and it had lots of factories. One by one, they all left. We have some here, and we're very proud of those existing businesses. We need to do more aggressive work. I have a plan that would offer incentives for businesses and industries to come to town, depending on how many jobs that they will produce. The more jobs they produce and the better pay that they give, you know, the better the incentives we can offer them. Another thing is, I do not like this project on U.S. Business 50. I've always been an opponent against it. I'm not saying we don't need this project. Yes, we do. But we need to use good common sense and displaying our decisions on this project. We cannot have a project that's going to bankrupt our city. You know, this is going to take a long time to fix Highway 50, and you know that the prices are going to escalate. And we've got to make some tough decisions.
So I'll give you an opportunity just to add anything else that you want to add.
I just want, like I said, I just want to bring good common sense. I don't think we use good common sense. We need someone who can stand up on their own 2 feet, not afraid to tackle the tough questions, not afraid to go against the mainstream, and not afraid to go against the status quo.
That is Ron Critchlow, Democrat candidate for city council at large. Again, your four candidates for that race are Democrats Ron Critchlow and Ernie Evans, and Republicans David Dahl and Ken Showalter. Voters voting for two of the four, the two with the majority of votes, will take office in January. You're listening to Focus on the Community on WAMW. I'm WAMW News Director Dave Foster, hosting this week as we play some excerpts from some very informal interviews we did over the past month with some of the candidates seeking office in this 2019 municipal election in the city of Washington. We'll now move on to the city clerk treasurer election. The candidates are Republican Beth Magookie and Democrat Laurie Jansen. Now, the clerk position, a little different than the other office holders. The clerk is the fiscal agent and official record keeper of the city. The clerk works to balance bank statements, pay the bills, file financial reports to city and state officials, publish budgets, and they keep the minutes of city meetings and also administers the payroll with 170 employees in the city of Washington. The current city clerk treasurer is Republican Beth Magookie. She is seeking office again. When we started talking to her again, we asked the candidate to introduce themselves.
I'm Beth Magookie. I am the current city clerk treasurer, and I am running for re-election for that position this year. I think that the last 4 years have been a very rewarding and productive time, both for me personally and for the city of Washington. I love living in Washington, and it's in a very good place right now. And has much potential over the next 4 years, and I want the opportunity to be a part of that growth process. And although the city clerk treasurer's office does not vote or make policy, I believe that the role that I play is important in giving support to the mayor, council, and the citizens in keeping the financial and historic records, and I want the opportunity to consider to continue to serve. So.
All right. So what is it? This will be your second term? Third term?
Yes, second term. Second term.
Mm-hmm. What initially made you to decide to put your name on the ballot and to keep your name on the ballot?
Well, I guess the time in my life I was kind of looking for a change. And I was approached about, thinking about doing this, taking this position. I had been banking for 36 years, so I thought that's kind of a natural progression. I've been community involved my whole life. I've been on the Connections Board, United Way Board. I've been on the Community Foundation Board in prior years. Right now, I'm on the Community Foundation Women's Group, and I just try to stay active in the community.
This is a chance where you can add anything you want.
I've had 4 years of experience in the office right now, and it's been very rewarding. Although, the first part of the job is kind of a learning curve. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to know. There's a lot of rules, there's a lot of regulations that are different than what is in the private sector. But there's always something new to learn, and I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to believe I have the dedication and the desire to take that responsibility, and I'm willing to work hard.
That's Republican Beth Magookey, the current clerk, seeking re-election. Her challenger is Democrat Laurie Jansen. WAMW did call Jansen, requested an interview, as we did the other candidates, but she declined to be interviewed. At the top of the ballot in the city of Washington is, of course, the race for mayor. With two-term Republican Joe Wellman not seeking re-election, the city will have a new leader on January 1st. The two who made it through the primary in May and are on the ballot include Republican Diana Snyder and Democrat Dave Rhodes. Both are lifelong Washington residents. For their comments, we reverted to their opening and closing statements at a candidate forum held earlier this month. These comments are edited excerpts from both the opening and closing statements. We start with Republican Diana Snyder. She is a member of the city's Board of Public Works and Safety, has degrees in law enforcement and public administration, and has worked as the Community Corrections Director in Daviess County for 35 years.
I want to become Mayor of Washington so that I can improve the lives of our citizens and give them an opportunity to develop a broader range of and improve their lives and hopefully make others want to call Washington home. I want to be your next mayor because we can jumpstart development around I-69. We need to have better affordable housing options, better access to health care, quality schools, and ensure public safety. Not to mention better jobs, better streets, infrastructure, and a better future for our kids. As a member of the Board of Public Works and Safety, I have been working on some of these most challenging issues. As a planning team member for the Daviess County Regional Opportunities Initiative, I am working with other planning team members from Daviess County in our area to develop a quality of place and amenities which can attract tourists and new citizens to our community. Also, through my involvement with Radius Indiana and Daviess County Economic Development, I have been working to support local jobs and attract potential new employers. I have the skills, experience, and relationships to be Washington's best advocate for the future. I appreciate your vote on November 5th.
That's Republican candidate for Mayor Diana Snyder. Again, those are edited sections from her opening and closing statements at a mayoral forum held back on October 4th. Now we go to comments from Democrat Dave Rhodes, who now serves as fire chief for the city. And here are excerpts from his opening and closing statements at that mayor's forum.
I have currently 28 and a half years experience with the city of Washington. I have been your fire chief for the last 13 years, and I've worked under three mayors and four administrations as fire chief for the city of Washington. The reason I'm running for the city of Washington is not only my 28 years experience with the city, but also my heart's in this. It's not about me. I'm not running for mayor for me. I'm running for the city of Washington and the citizens of Washington. I'm very proud of the city and the budget. We've came under budget for many years, and we should continue. As my department, as a fire chief, I've been under budget for 13 years. Never been. City's done the same thing. I'm very proud of where we've came and what we've done and where our wages has went for the city employees. We've done a great job to be in where I was at 28 years ago and where we're at today. I want to continue working hard for the city of Washington, and I think it's going to take the schools, the business people, all the citizens of Washington to come together. If we don't come together, then we're going to sit here down the road and we're going to spin our wheels. But all together, we can make this work, and we're all working for a better Washington. And on November 5th, vote for Dave Rhodes for mayor. Thank you.
That's Dave Rhodes, Democrat candidate for mayor of Washington. And those are your contested races in Washington in this year's municipal election. Here's a check on the uncontested races. In Washington City Council District 1, current independent Mike Singleton not seeking re-election, so Republican Darren Lunsford is running unopposed. Also running unopposed is Republican incumbent Alan Brown in District 2. Republican Tom Gress running unopposed for Council District 3. That seat currently held by Jerry Sidebottom, who did not seek re-election to run for mayor in the May primary. For City Council District 4, Democrat Doug Campton unopposed. And for Council District 5, current Electric Department Superintendent Republican Randy Emmons is unopposed. He won the May primary over current District 5 Councilmember Sierra Decker. Now in the northern section of Daviess County, there are also some races of interest. In Plainville, Angie Shake is unopposed for town clerk. Meanwhile, Lee Kaufman, Brian Liston, Kevin Shake, Ed Smith, and Kelly Stedman are all running for town council at large. Voters will choose three of those five. In Odin, Mary Fuqua is running unopposed for clerk treasurer. Town council at large candidates are Billy Dwayne Burns, Delbert Gingrich, Vernon Graber, Susie Roach, B.J. Sanders, and Macy Wilson. Voters are choosing two of those six. In Elnora, Heather Davis is unopposed for town clerk. At large, town council candidates are Charlotte Bell, Susan Carpenter, Jesse Lee Emmons, and Dave Fleming. Voters are choosing three of the four. And in Montgomery, the only name on the ballot is Cindy Smith for town clerk. That will do it for this week's Focus on the Community. I'm Dave Foster for WAMW. We will have election coverage on Tuesday night, live right here on Memories 107.9 WAMW and also on 95.9 FM, 101.3 FM, and AM 1580 Four Star Country, The General. And don't forget, you can vote until noon today at the Daviess County Clerk's Office. They are open today until noon for absentee voting, and you can also vote Monday. That's your last chance to vote absentee, and again, the election is Tuesday. Focus on the Community has been brought to you by First Federal Savings Bank. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's program and past shows when you visit our website, WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dave Foster, again inviting you to tune in every Saturday morning for Focus on the Community.